It's critical to remember that the censorship agenda is tied to the depopulation agenda. They can't achieve depopulation without censorship. So welcome to the special report. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, AI developer, founder of the Brighteon platforms, and much more. And arguably, I have been the most censored human being in the history of Western civilization. I was censored first before almost anybody, beginning in 2014. I was deplatformed. I was smeared, relentlessly attacked, defunded. You know, everything you can imagine. YouTube still voice prints me. And if anybody interviews me and then posts that interview on YouTube, they almost immediately get a strike on their channel. So I'm not allowed to speak in my voice on any mainstream big tech platforms. Why is that? What am I saying that's so dangerous to the establishment? That you can prevent cancer with vitamin D, right? Or that biosludge is toxic and dangerous to be dumping on farms? Yeah, see, they consider that dangerous. Or that I'm telling people don't take the jabs, the depopulation bioweapons developed by the Department of Defense and pushed through Trump's Operation Warp Speed, literally designed to kill you. And I told people, don't take the jabs. Well, that's when they brought out all the guns. That's when they got all the spooks involved, a CIA, MI6, to try to completely destroy my ability to speak anywhere online. And they were somewhat effective. That's why we've sued the Department of Defense. They're actually named in our Brighteon lawsuit that's still pending. And we sued big tech platforms, including X, including Google, Meta, Facebook, you know, all of them. And I believe we're going to have a positive conclusion to that lawsuit eventually, because the evidence is overwhelming. If you read our lawsuit, it just lays out the absolute government-run, globalist-run conspiracy to silence me. But why? Why? Because I'm teaching people how to not be exterminated. That's why. And to understand why that's so important for the globalists to shut that down, you need to realize that the depopulation agenda is here, it's real, and the globalists feel a desperate need to accelerate the agenda. And the only way to do that is to convince people to slowly poison themselves and kill themselves off while telling people everything's fine. So think about what has been the focus or the emphasis of my education for 25 years. I've taught people, don't eat GMOs, don't consume glyphosate, avoid toxic pesticides, choose organic, don't slather sunscreen on your skin because it's toxic, get away from toxic fragrance chemicals because they also cause harm and cancer, etc. Avoid the jabs, say no to all the jabs, don't take any vaccines. Instead, consume superfoods, nutrition, get natural sunlight, engage in exercise, drink clean water, breathe clean air. You know, you would think that actually my information in a society that wanted humans to survive, my information should be championed by the establishment. Yes, we want people to be healthy. We want to reduce healthcare costs. We want to increase longevity and quality of life. We want people to live longer and be more productive and have their brains functioning and their livers functioning and their hearts functioning. Yes, 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 because that's everything that I promote is pro-human. But I've been censored because it's pro-human. Because the establishment is running a depopulation agenda. So of all those examples I just mentioned, think about it. Anytime I tell somebody, don't eat toxic pesticides, avoid the deadly jabs, don't drink fluoridated water, etc. What am I doing? I'm interfering with the globalist depopulation agenda. And all of us in this space, the health freedom movement as it has been for the last 25 years, including people like Dr. Mercola and Ty and Charlene Bollinger and Sayer G and Sherry Tenpenny and so many others, they were all targeted for the same reason. Most of them were declared part of the so-called Dirty Dozen, declared an enemy of humanity for teaching people to not kill themselves with toxic jabs and toxic pharmaceuticals, etc. And it's for the same reason that I'm mentioning here. Every effort was made to censor and silence every prominent voice that was teaching you how to not die, or specifically how to not kill yourself. Because you see, all of these methods that I've mentioned, you know, the pesticides, the herbicides, the GMOs, the vaccines, the pharmaceuticals, all of them are consumed by people by choice. They do it by choice. They get convinced that the jab is good, so they take the jab. They get convinced that pesticides and herbicides are totally safe to consume at any quantity, so they eat conventional foods. They get convinced that fluoride is good for you, actually. It's good for you. I mean, we've even seen mainstream media say that aluminum in vaccines is really good for you. It makes your brain work better. That we should all just be injecting aluminum all day long. That's what the news says. And of course, that's scripted. That's scripted. To convince weak-minded people, not you, but weak-minded people, to kill themselves off and thereby achieve depopulation. And think about the cancer industry. Does the cancer industry ever do anything to stop cancer? No, of course not. They perpetuate cancer. Mammograms, for example, cause cancer because they emit ionizing radiation that causes breast cancer and tumors on purpose. It's a hoax. They tell people to line up here, put your breasts in this pancake smashing machine, you know, and this is going to, you know, early detection saves lives, they say. It's all a lie. It's all a hoax. They know it. They're lying. Actually, they're giving you cancer a little bit each year. And then if you come back for another mammogram the next year, you know, sooner or later, they're going to say, oh, we found a tumor. Yeah, because they caused it. It's like having a tourism walkthrough of Chernobyl. Yeah, you're getting ionizing radiation. Yeah, of course you're going to have tumors eventually. And then they say, well, we have to treat these tumors. How do we do that? Well, we're going to poison you, you know. Chemotherapy kills people, kills hundreds of thousands of people a year. But all the causes of death are listed as cancer, not chemo. So you see, mammography is it's a suicide ritual that is sold to the public as something that's good for you. And the oncologists are all in on it. They make money killing people. You know, it's like a bounty hunter reward. How many people can we kill this year? We get paid. The oncologists, they get paid for the chemotherapy drugs. They mark those up, high profit margins. They get paid by Medicare and health insurance companies for the so-called standard of care, which is killing people for money. Just like during COVID, hospitals that killed COVID patients, they got rewarded with up to $500,000 per fatality that they could induce as long as they said that that patient had COVID. Why? Why was that the case? Because the government wanted to pump up the COVID numbers. And so they just put out the word to the hospitals, hey, every fatality in your hospital among a COVID patient, you're going to get all this money. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, what do you think happened? The hospitals figured out, you know, well, gosh, we need to bring a bunch of people in here, tell them they have COVID, and then kill them, and then we're just going to collect fat checks. And that's exactly what they did. And you listening to this, you're sophisticated. You know how reality works, but most people just can't accept that. They're like, no, that's not true. Hospitals would never kill people for money. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You think they wouldn't kill people for $500,000 each? I mean, if you don't know that, you're not living in reality. They would kill people for a lot less than that. They would kill people for $50,000 per patient. I mean, for them, it's a profit model. Live or die doesn't matter to them. They need to fill the beds and turn those beds into profit centers. And how do they do that? Well, they kill people for profit. Same thing with the cancer industry. That's how it works. They get money from chemo. Pediatricians are strongly incentivized to give children more and more jabs, even if it kills them. So, you know, pediatricians are child murderers. And I think most of them know it. They don't care. They have to pay off their student loans for medical school. And so, you know, hey, if they have to sacrifice a few children along the way and get all this extra bonus money, you know, a couple $100,000 a year from their government for jabbing all the children with vaccines, well, that's what they're going to do. You know, if a few of them die, well, you know, hey, in their minds, that's just the cost of medicine. So see, look, all of this is incentivized. Even biosludge. Biosludge is a depopulation chemical treatment of farmlands. It's designed to make your food toxic. So they take all the sewage from every city in America, filled with all the toxic chemicals, all the birth control pills, all the urine and feces that's still filled with pharmaceuticals. They take all that and they dump it on farm fields. This is called biosludge, and it's been happening for decades. It's all approved by the EPA. The EPA says, yes, it's completely safe. This is how you get the forever chemicals in the food supply, the PFAS and others. It's all in the food supply, the dioxins, it's all in there. They do it on purpose. And then, of course, I produced a documentary about this years ago called biosludged.com. You can watch it there for free, biosludged.com. Interviewing a former EPA scientist, Dr. David Lewis, who was blowing the whistle on this issue. What do they do to David Lewis? Yeah, they pulled him out of his house at 3 or 4 in the morning and threatened his life if he didn't stop talking. And then they pulled all his funding and shut down his lab and booted him out of the EPA. And that's why he wrote the book called Science for Sale. And that's why I did the film called Biosludged. Well, why did the establishment have to shut down the truth about biosludge? Because it's part of the depopulation vector. You know, this is another layer of poisoning people with chemicals through the food supply. And it has every incentive to continue operating because all these cities, you know, if they did the right thing and incinerated all their sewage, it would cost a fortune in terms of energy cost. But that would actually make it safe at that point. If you incinerate it, you know, you burn it up and you create ash, and then the ash goes into concrete projects and things like that. Like, you put the ash into like the next overpass on the highway or something. Or you could even bury the ash and it wouldn't be, you know, all the chemicals would be destroyed at that point, including the PFAS. But they don't do that. They take it and they run around, they tell farmers, hey, you want free fertilizer? And the farmers say, yeah, I'll take free fertilizer. And then the city say, okay, we're going to roll up a bunch of trucks here. We're just going to dump all this free fertilizer all over your farm. And then it kills everything because it's biosludge. It's totally toxic. And then the farm is ruined and you can't even grow food on it any longer because the food is too toxic to be legal. So farms are being destroyed across America. This is a method of warfare. It's like in ancient Europe days, you know, salting the fields so that they couldn't grow food, part of laying siege to the castle. You know, they would salt the fields. Well, now they just poison the farmlands all across America. The EPA is in on it. And nobody in government is interested in stopping this practice. Not a single person that I'm aware of. I mean, maybe there are some that have expressed something behind the scenes, but nobody's tried to pass a law that makes it illegal. I mean, not that I'm aware of, or nothing that's achieved any kind of mainstream coverage or widespread support. No, they're mostly okay with it. Why? Because it's part of the depopulation agenda. How do you kill off a couple hundred million Americans? How do you do that? You poison their farms. You inject them with deadly bioweapons. You drop toxins out of the sky, you know, chemtrailing. You feed them pesticides and herbicides. You poison their water with fluoride. You poison their personal care products. You poison their sunscreen. You poison their medications. you poison their breakfast cereal, you know? And all of this is going on. You poison the infant formula, which, in my view, that's what most of it is poison. Look at the ingredients, you know, corn syrup, you know? So these poisons are typically slow-acting poisons, you might say. They deteriorate life gradually. They end lives early. But then they got in a hurry and ran COVID to try to kill people a lot more quickly. And to some extent, it worked. You know, at least 1.5 million Americans are dead because of the COVID jabs. And around the world, tens of millions of people are dead. And that's all by design. But remember, they will censor anyone who dares to tell the truth on these topics. So if there's someone out there who's prominently pushing, you know, processed junk food, McDonald's food, drive-through toxins, whatever, well, that person is going to be pumped up and given, you know, lots of publicity, moved to the top of the search results on YouTube, allowed to post anything they want on X. They won't even be censored, etc. So understand that the channels or the voices that are allowed to speak, in many cases, not all, but in many cases, they are the voices that are promoted by the globalist agenda or funded by the corporations that are pushing depopulation. While those voices that are silenced and censored are the voices trying to save humanity from this mass poisoning. But at the end, you might wonder, well, why do the globalists want depopulation? It should be obvious at this point, because they no longer need humans because of the rise of AI. So human cognition replaced with AI cognition. That's happening right now. Human labor is about to be replaced with AI robotic labor. That's going to take several years, but it's coming. In the meantime, every major government in the world is going bankrupt because of entitlements, pensions, healthcare costs, Medicare. I mean, they've poisoned the populations to the point where nobody can afford the healthcare, and the governments can't afford the healthcare. This is true all across Western Europe. It's true in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the United States, you know, all the Western countries, and it's even impacting Japan and Taiwan, etc. So what's the government solution? Well, we poison you, and then we kill you. And then we replace you with robots. So we're in that stage right now, the kill everybody and replace them with robots stage. And have no illusions. This is not science fiction. This isn't a Philip K. Dick novel. This is the actual plan. COVID was part of it. Censorship was part of it. This is why I'm censored. Because those people who listen to me will survive this. Those people who reject what I say, many of them are already dead. And others will die. If you don't do the things that I'm advocating, you know, clean up your diet, clean foods, clean water, protect yourself with targeted superfoods or supplementation, etc. If you don't do these things, you will not survive. And I'm not saying that everybody who survives will listen to me. Some people who survive will have found out these things on their own. Or they will have listened to other people who advocate some of the similar positions. But the survivors of this massive human culling will be those who, one way or another, do the things that I'm advocating. And that is why my voice could not be allowed to be heard, because too many lives would be saved and the globalists would not achieve their depopulation agendas. So that's the very simple answer of what's behind all of this. Now, they silenced my voice on all these platforms, but they did not stop me from building platforms and engines that help you discover the truth. And I've got two prominent websites right now that are free and that you need to use. We've just upgraded our AI engine. It's now available at brightanswers.ai. Brightanswers.ai. It's amazing. It's the most comprehensive AI engine, deep research engine, totally uncensored, the most amazing in the world by far. Nothing else even comes close to it. Use it once and you'll see what I mean. It's a slower output engine now because it's doing deep thinking, about every research source that's included in the answer. So check it out. You'll be blown away. And then we have brightlearn.ai, which is our book creation engine. Brightlearn.ai. Now over 15,000 books have been published there, completely uncensored, completely free. And all the books generated there are free to read, download, and share. They're all available right now. We've got over 4,500 authors and over 130,000 downloads of the books right now and growing every single day. So check out those tools. You can bypass censorship. You can stay alive. You can also write a book or conduct research on any topic that can help you stay alive. My job is to help you stay alive. The globalist job is to kill you and keep you ignorant so that you kill yourself and then feed you a bunch of poisons and toxins through vaccines and toxic food, etc. So think about that. Think about they want you to die. I want you to live. It really is that simple. And every organization pushing censorship of the things that I advocate, they want you to die. They are part of the anti-human extermination agenda. They are working for the globalists. Every single one of them. That includes almost all the mainstream media. That includes all of big tech. That includes all the governments of Western civilization. They all want you to die as quickly as possible. And frankly, they're going to be successful. I've already said, I think at minimum, 2 billion people will be culled. And in the worst case scenario, they might get 7 billion people. But I'm guessing they won't. I'm guessing they'll be able to murder maybe 2 billion people, which is a quarter of the world's population. I mean, that has already begun, actually, and it's going to get way worse with what's coming this year and the next year, you know, between now and 2030. So they're on a timeline, and they have to make sure the human population is significantly reduced before 2032, I think, is their timeline. So if you want to stay alive, follow my work. You can follow me at brightown.com or naturalnews.com. You can use all my tools at brightlearn.ai or brightanswers.ai. So check it out. Thank you for listening. And look forward to staying alive with you. How do I say? Staying alive, staying alive, right? Bee Gees time, everybody. We're staying alive. Welcome to the Health Rangers Store 2026 New Year's Sale. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and we've got a great collection of solutions for you to help make 2026 the best year of your life in terms of your health, your opportunities, mobility, immune function, digestive support, cognition, and so much more. And we put together some really special things for you here. So on any order where you spend $99 or more, we give you a free colloidal silver spray. And that's right here at the top of the page. You can go to healthrangerstore.com/2026 to find all these specials. And again, you get the free spray with any order of $99 or more. Plus, you get free shipping within the 48 contiguous U.S. states. And each day, by the way, we feature different special focus curated collections of products. So you can check those out each day, from digestion support to immune support, energy, mobility, really critical, heart support, fitness, etc. Now, there's one more thing that we're doing this year, first time ever. If you spend $299 or more, then we're going to give you 50 free books that we created ourselves using our book creation engine. These books are not public. They are created behind the scenes with special prompts using my knowledge and my interviews and so on. And these books cover the gamut of really great information. Again, you'll be able to download all 50 of these books free of charge, the PDFs, What to Do When Life Gets Less Predictable, Solving Everyday Problems at Home, How to Be Ready Without Panic, preparedness and self-reliance books, Prepared for Everyday Disruptions, What to Do When the Stores Are Closed. And we've got books on off-grid living, How to Live Comfortably Without Electricity, Solving Power, Water, and Storage Challenges, and so much more. We've got books on gardening and food growing, How to Grow Plants That Anyone Can Keep Alive. That sounds handy. Easy Plants That Grow Virtually Anywhere, Growing Useful Plants With Minimal Effort, Growing Food Without a Garden Yard, Simple Herbs and Spices You Can Grow at Home, and many more. We've got books on healthy cooking and daily living, like healthy drinks, light bites, and homemade treats, or one-pot meals, fresh salads, and easy sides, and more. In all, it's about 50 books, including Living Well with Fewer Outside Inputs. That's a book about self-reliance and off-grid living. All these books will be given to you as a free download if you spend $299 or more with us during the sale, which lasts through January 12th at 11 a.m. Central Time. So the website you want to go to is healthrangerstore.com/2026. We'll get you straight to this page, and you can take advantage of these bonuses and these special curated collections while supplies last. And during this special New Year's sale, we've also got our third-party vendors offering discounts of up to 20% off, including the ever-popular Protovite, a liquid multivitamin right here, as well as Dawson Knives with our incredibly popular Hearthfire chef's knife and other chef's knives that we have there, and steak knives, all of this. We've got other discounts such as Bearded Brothers, very popular wholesome food bars, the Yo Bar, and so much more. All of this is available for you at healthrangerstore.com/2026. So take advantage of that, and thank you for supporting us as we help you make 2026 the best year ever. It's the year that you can revolutionize your health and your knowledge. And you can do all that by supporting us at healthrangerstore.com while we support the platforms that give you back unlimited knowledge like brightlearn.ai and others. So thank you for supporting us, and I look forward to having a great year with you.